Announcement. So this is the ad hoc wayfinding committee meeting. It had been originally scheduled to be the first formal meeting of the wayfinding committee, but because there are only four people who've been appointed and only three of those showed up, there's not a quorum. So the ad hoc committee will be meeting today, and by the next month we will hopefully have appointed sufficient numbers to hold a formal meeting. Greg, would you put that out there? So one of the things that I would suggest that you do, since we've already talked a little bit unofficially, we need to get a member from Agate Beach to fill out this committee, and there were some suggestions that Laramie Ward be asked to apply, so I will communicate with that person hopefully today, and perhaps she could fill out the Agate Beach position. Robin Dennis is going to apply for the other at-large position. She's going to do that before she leaves City Hall today. And then I will communicate with both Stan Rowe and Frank Geltner to see if one of them would be willing to serve from the city center district. I don't know if you... We're not going to deal with selecting a chair because that's not...
No, we can't.
So... there was going to be a discussion of the plan regarding future signage for the city, but we'll kind of hold off on that. But Greg has a lot of information about signage, the map that's out there, and on and on and on. So, Greg, you are on.
Thank you. As the ad hoc committee had asked, I prepared a full-size map, a visitor map of the changes that Chuck, Robin, and I put together, what, about two, 3 months ago?
Four months.
November. Let's see, November 1st, 2012 is the meeting, or the follow-up. So November 1st, 2012.
And I don't know officially whether we can go through and review this.
The ad hoc committee, you can do it. Yep, your meeting is an ad hoc committee.
Yeah, the ad hoc did it, so.
Well, and I would say, too, that this will be good rehearsal for being a little more up to speed for our actual meeting next
month. Yeah. It might be good for us to pull together all of our documentation in the last year or so, so people can look at it, because I've got things from May 2012, August 2012, November 1st, November, whatever, as far as getting an umbrella of knowledge.
Could those all be sent out?
Chuck, what are you talking about? Are those from a road trip?
I have a road trip piece. I have wayfinding notes from August 3rd. I have wayfinding subcommittee notes from November 1st and follow-up map suggestions.
There should be things from many years before.
These are just ones that I happen to have in my little file that I picked up this morning. So it would be a really good idea to get at least the last year or two.
Anything that we put in print?
Paperwork that new
folks
can look at.
I'll try to get everything for you all at your next meeting, which will be formal.
I did do minutes for our November 1st meeting, and I've got those to pass around if need be. And then I also made up a list. Well, second subject. This is the full-size map with the proposed changes. These are maps of the city of Newport, where Chuck and I did the sign tour around town, and I put it in kind of a chronological order, and I've got notes made for everyone. I sent this out to Chuck for a review, and he had two or three more added to it. So all of this is going to take time to go through. I don't know what your desire is to concentrate on one or the other or both, but more backup information. With the proposed changes to the visitor maps, I took this map to Ken of Newport Signs to find out. Well, let me back up. He has the original copy of this map, the art file, and he can produce the map, and he can also do changes on the map. So I asked him basically to do the proposed changes that I've got on this map, how much would it cost? And he's a very high figure, be around $600.
Just the one-time fee for
a
the
one-time
art
fee. So whatever we do, we want to submit it to him. It be the final cost. Then, in addition, keeping in mind, we still have the South Beach signs to go up. I asked him to prepare us. Prepare us a cost estimate on how much it would cost to produce these maps. So in other words, not only would we have these maps ready for the South Beach project, but we could also take any existing maps, have it produced, have the street department take off the old maps and put on these new ones.
And how much did he say?
I forgot. I didn't have that.
Yeah. He wants $100.
Really?
It was
for
cheap.
Well, once you have all the stuff, it's a matter of just print.
Correct.
Right? So it's material.
Correct.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the last item associated with this, it's obviously too late this budget year to go out and do any of this work, especially the South Beach District. But Public Works Director says we've got budgeted for next year $10,000 to do this.
And that's for maps and other kinds of things?
Well, I think what we want to do basically at this point is get the South Beach District done first. Then we can concentrate on the others with the remaining funds.
I think the map is probably the most critical thing for us to do and the easiest thing to do.
And cheapest budget-wise.
So why wouldn't we prioritize that?
But isn't there money this year that we haven't spent?
Correct.
I mean, I guess I am only asking that because it seems like we could move the map along and perhaps get the map piece done out of this year money.
You would have to talk to Tim and David Mark in regards to that. The budget's already been prepared. I do not know what they have done in terms of they've held the cap and there's no spending this year out of the room tax fund for any of this.
We can't
or what?
Spend it.
I don't know what the case
is.
Well,
they may have projected and rolled forward some of the unspent money.
Correct.
And only they would know.
And we'd want to make sure that all the corrections were there, that it needs to be done in a short period of time.
Correct.
We really want to look at it.
Can we hang that map up there so everybody
lay it
can
out
see
on the
it? Because I don't know that Ted has ever seen it. And
well, I would rather roll it out.
Okay.
As big as it is, the changes are small.
Are small, yeah.
And it's the kind of thing that a parking district or a merchant association could purchase too and have installed in the area.
Well, it would be really great if people could offer.
If it's that, I mean, that's a reasonable amount of money, then it's a matter of where do you put it. You got to have a place.
Yeah. So, Greg, I hope I'm not interrupting, but the red things, are the red things the changes?
Yes.
Okay. There you go, Mark. So that's smaller. Chuck, you better get a good close look.
Oh, thank you.
Once those are passed around, I'll go through, starting the north and work toward the south.
Can I ask a question? Because I can't see Agate Beach, really. Is because, you know, they're going to be developing that parking area a little further and adding restrooms through the Scenic Highways grant. Is there an icon for that?
There already is, because there's a porta potty. Or well, you mean not Lucky Gap, you're talking the other one.
Agate Beach, you know where the parking lot is at Lucky Gap Trail?
Right here.
There's a porta potty, so they already have it marked.
Okay.
But it doesn't have a shower icon, which is a huge differential
for beach
people. Yeah,
because there's going to be a shower there.
Do we want to do that now, or do we want to do that after it's constructed?
Well, I should ask Derek what the timeline is on that, because if it was going to be this year, yeah, we probably should. But I guess my other question, and it begs a greater issue, is how long, you know, once we produce the revised map, what is the anticipated length of time that they will be up there?
Depends what kind of development takes place. What substantive changes, you know, if somebody puts in a park, like the Coast Park or whatever, or the Disc Park.
But I think if we just had some sort of guideline, like we unless there's great change, we would only do this once every 2 years, or, you know, something like that.
If there's minor changes that happen, then, once every 2 or 3 years.
But a significant change would prompt it.
Yeah.
Does that sound like
Can you actually make a little... like an adhesive decal and stick them on the maps and you add things?
We tried that once. Well, we did that on some of the early maps with the parking issue.
Did they stay?
They look a little, a little weathered on the edges, but they do work. I mean, it costs $100 to go in. It costs $100 to do the whole thing over, so I don't think if there's something that needs to be done, it's like pretty easy dollar-wise to do it.
Except to edit the major map.
Well,
and that's a digital file. I mean, a graphic arts person can go into a digital file and just...
So it wouldn't be $600.
It's not $600 every time there's a change.
That's
based on the amount of work that he has to do here, the number of changes.
So maybe projects that we know are scheduled for a specific time, at least within, say, a year. Go ahead and put the symbol there and just note that it's scheduled to be completed such and so. If I was a tourist coming in, and I saw that shower there and saw that it was scheduled to be done June of 2013 and it's now, next summer, I'm going to know it's there.
Mm-hmm. That seed. Be good.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there going to be a QR code or that little code on here somewhere so people can link to the chamber?
Yes.
We put those on with decals already.
Yes.
And
But is that working out, Greg, or should we have it actually printed onto the map?
Well, that's up for discussion.
I would think you'd want to
put it on the map
and go and stick decals on it.
If you need to change it, you can stick something else on top of it. The access at Hallmark isn't on here.
Right.
That needs to go on.
And I'd like to point out what this access, I would really like this taken care of. Peggy got out the ordinance that established the public access there, and before my battery dies, I want to show you what the Hallmark has now completely blocked off, taken down the public parking signs in the lot where the ordinance established they were supposed to have public parking and then signage to the big staircase by Georgie's that goes down. And with their construction and everything, it's completely blocked off. They have big dumpsters in front. This is where the parking was in. And they took off the public parking signs. They left a few behind the big dumpster. I have two pictures. But anyway, I think Dustin the one to talk to them, and I didn't have that ordinance.
Talk to them about.
But they just took them off.
They're in violation of the ordinance that established public parking and signage to the staircase.
That was something the former mayor, Mark Colson, if I remember right, was going to follow up with them. I believe, Peggy, you gave them a copy of that.
You sent me a copy too. I couldn't find it, but anyway, that's another picture of the public parking there.
Before we add that, we better make sure that there aren't any issues that would stand in the way of us. I can't imagine what there would be, but I'm just thinking out loud. But let's just check that to be safe.
Would Dustin check into that? Is that
not really. Let's do it out of this office.
Okay.
I know when I... It may be that they just have, because there's been inactivity, they just take for granted the city forgot.
Well, I want to make sure that, you know, we still have that in effect and that there's been nothing since then. And I've done this research several times, and I'm pretty sure there isn't anything.
Is there, if there's public parking there, we'd be responsible for striping it and also providing
It's a gravel lot.
It's a gravel lot.
Oh, it's gravel, okay.
Across
it's totally out of compliance.
And then I thought we could put up one of these signs there, too. It would be really good.
Right, but, you know, the other thing is I'd like to check with Rick Rayborn and just make sure that they understand and that there's not going to be any bad reaction.
Yeah,
did you talk to Rick?
Well, I did talk to him maybe 9 months or so ago, and he was kind of like, oh, yeah, well, kind of. But he said, well, we don't want people parking in front of Georgie's, and we don't want people leaving their abandoned vehicles because they have trouble with abandoned vehicles, I guess, in that parking lot. So I thought, well, people might go into Georgie's if they park there. I think the abandoned vehicle thing for some reason was a big deal, but maybe it was because the parking lot looks so bad.
It does. It's got big
that people just dump their vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a system to take care of that.
Yeah,
so
that's our parking lot, and
yeah,
that is something that Dustin could check on.
Yeah. If it's a parking lot,
history on that is that was part of the conditions for the street vacation, mm-hmm, that
right,
allowed them to build Georgie's.
So they maintain that
beach access.
You know, if they're not meeting the condition, then worst comes to worst, you remove the street vacation.
And that's right through the middle of their restaurant.
Yeah. Well,
I think we have a big hand.
We got a good hand.
You want to make sure it's...
Pull out all the paper.
Who owns the stairwell going down there?
It's ours.
Okay, remember the big brouhaha in Lincoln City about their stairwell not being ADA compliant?
Right.
That one definitely is not.
No, it's not, but I don't know how many of ours are out. How many of ours actually?
I don't think
are.
Any of you know. Anyway, just if we're gonna put it on the sign and things, we may need to be aware that could come up anyway.
And is that just for a stairway type thing? It doesn't affect Don Davis, where it's just a ramp and a jump.
Well,
the ramp Don Davis one, I think,
it
is
ADA accessible.
It was. Is it too steep?
It's awful. I think it's just at 9 Beach.
You can't miss the beach from that.
I think
it's
existing non-conforming and geographic constraints that allow you to, unless somebody really wants to get.
Yeah, and you just never know.
Tough about it.
That's why 9 Beach is really good.
It's a non-issue to me. I mean, because like the state park, their stairway down. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all out of compliance.
There's a lot.
I thought Georgie's owned that staircase and built it, but they just had to give public access to it.
You mean as a condition of the street vacation?
Is that your recollection?
Yeah, that it was a condition. They can build that staircase.
I don't have a handle on the details of that, but, you know,
but
it seems to me that they had to give us an easement.
Back. Yes.
Now, that easement could have been, you know, the conditions could have required them to maintain it. I mean, mm-hmm.
I think it was their responsibility to
maintain it, because we gave them quite a boon, really.
Would you have a way of figuring out which easement it is?
You'd also almost have to go back to city council discussions on the street vacation.
That's virtually impossible. No, I'm kidding.
Peggy, you sent me a bunch of background information on that, and this morning I couldn't find the email.
I'll find it because I have all that information. I never throw any emails at them, ever.
But Mark McConnell was going to go do some checking on that, right?
Yeah, he was.
But now he's not on
Have you ever seen any documentation? I mean, have you ever seen? Have you ever seen the documentation that we're looking for? That we're thinking about?
I'm going to send it to everybody today so you can all
in talk about that. This has been our conversation thing for a year or more.
More than a year.
This has been a main topic since
amazing
to me.
Wayfinding talked about it.
Absolutely crazy.
The thing is, if that part and that parking lot belongs to the city, then, well, if it's maintained, I think the whole flavor will upgrade, and people won't dump vehicles. And then the Mapes Motel is right behind there.
Bobby George's.
Yeah, they're right there.
Yeah, they're dumpsters are there. It's ugly, yeah. Ugly, ugly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if they got permission to put their dumpster in the city parking lot.
There you go. I don't know.
Okay, well.
Move on.
I'm going to send everybody all the information I sent to Wendy. I'll ask Dustin to check the abandoned vehicles at the city parking lot across the street from Georgie's, and I will read that information and see if I can't talk with Rick Rayborn and after we figure out whether it's their responsibility to maintain it, and then we'll try to move forward from there. This may not all occur today.
So I was wondering, so if we have some more recent access that actually is compliant, maybe we should add a symbol that notes that on the map.
Yeah,
that's ADA.
That's accessible. That's ADA compliant.
Before you do that, I would check with somebody to be absolutely sure. I don't that's like the saying. Idea I, of posting
obviously,
it.
Obviously, we
not.
Have to know that it passed.
Right.
And I don't know whether we have any at this point in time that do or not.
Well, a beach is not like ADA compliant.
I mean, I'm sorry?
A beach is not.
No.
You can get down the ramp to Nye Beach, and then you're in the sand.
And there's nobody down there renting those big tire things.
Well, so. What is ADA? You got folks in wheelchairs. You also have folks
wheelchair.
With canes.
Yeah.
You got folks that have hearing disabilities that fall under the ADA category. So
I think you don't worry about it. It's a big can of worms, and forget it exists, my opinion.
Well, yeah,
unless you're building something new.
Well, that's what I sort of meant. Is
if you're building a new structure, then fine, but to go back and deal with ADA retroactively.
Like the spot down to the waterfront.
That's larger than the scope of what this is.
Right?
Yes.
A portion of that does. If they park at down by the cypress tree and walk up to the top of the feature, that little section is ADA compliant. But the section, I guess maybe the section below is too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they did some ramp backs.
So
yeah,
my point being that would be a good example of one that probably should be marked on the map.
Yeah.
If it actually.
Because it does meet the codes.
I think you just open up a can of worms
well,
and get
well, you
do, specific.
If you're somebody coming to town who needs that and you want to go down to the waterfront and you have no idea where you should park, you're not going to get to park on the flat. So what do I do?
That's pretty specialized, though. I mean, if you're looking for something like that, aren't you going to maybe go to
no
the city
parking.
Website or to the chamber or something to ask where the easiest place to go is? I don't know. It seems to me you'd be
I don't want us to open a can of worms either. I just also don't want us to be in a position where all of a sudden, we're not making efforts to make these new projects compliant or whatever.
There's no existing handicap parking associated with the section of the bayfront feature.
That would be a problem.
So you're going to open a huge can of worms.
That would be a problem.
Yeah. It would open a can of worms, but legally we need to know that those are things that if somebody wanted to make a complaint, they could, and they'd have a very legitimate.
Well, I guess the purpose for the grant to do that, the money to do that, was to create that as being ADA. I mean,
correct.
That's why it was done.
Well, so the only viable route down to the bayfront that you could
do. If you're if you're not in a vehicle.
So in future planning, that would mean we'd have to dedicate some parking spots.
If you wanted to dedicate some parking at the top of the feature, underneath the bridge area, you can pretty easily do that.
It's different from what this committee does.
But it's nice that this isn't an official meeting.
That's right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's amazing that the people who are bound to wheelchairs and things are getting more and more and more mobile and all the time. The vehicles they're riding now are not like the same skinny wheeled ones, and the beach is hard packed in a lot of places where they actually could get out onto the beach. So, and the only reason I bring this up is because, we at the library anyway, the people are real adamant. They know what their rights are vis-a-vis large print magnifiers for print, and we have to have talking. We have to have the capacity for our computers to talk to them and actually read what's on the screen. And they know all that. They come in and say, where's it at? And we want to use it. So,
well, you could, the Rennie Ferris issue with the hedge. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you get one person that's adamant about identifying issues, you could probably pick off about 20 of them without even thinking about it.
Right.
Well, I mean, Ted is right about the ADA issue. One of the things that we could do is update the map and then work on making some ADA parking spots for that particular pathway down to the bayfront. And if we needed to, in between, we could stick a decal on the maps.
Mm-hmm. I would think that we are unique in the fact that we do have that ADA compliant pathway where people can actually now traverse the entire city pretty much.
I think that's
fantastic. In some fashion.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you mean traverse the entire city?
If you leave Nye Beach, you can go with a wheelchair all the way to the park, and then you go under the bridge, and you can then go down to the bayfront.
Okay. It might and be kind of a fast trip, but...
Well, you could do it. You know, somebody really were wanting to, and they want a flat grade. Yeah. And people who have a mobility problem, they can just say, well, just walk that, because it goes back and forth. It keeps your climb really gentle.
Those are gorgeous sights for
I
walk that myself, and if I were confined to a wheelchair, I'd wheel that because it's so pretty.
It is, and it also gives you a little bit of aerobic stuff, but it's not dangerous because it's all the right slant.
And I'm sorry for throwing that into the discussion.
No, it's so important.
Well, we're unique that we have that.
I think it's really important. The frustration I have is we've got years of things have been implemented.
Yeah.
And here we are talking about something we've talked about for a year and then opening up another aspect of it. Yeah. There's a disconnect in the sidewalk if you leave Georgie's and go towards the park. There's no sidewalk. Physically no sidewalk. Your wheelchair is going
to
be in the street. Yeah. So, you know, as soon as you start doing that, I think we should do everything we can to comply, but I think it's very dangerous territory.
And we may not have to give them access to every part of the beach as long as they have access to the beach through Nye Beach or down through Don Davis Park or through the bayfront. There's accommodation and there's some things you just absolutely cannot accommodate. I mean, if we've got a, because that stairwell is fairly steep and it's hard for people who are healthy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's leave it at something we should kind of...
We'll check it out.
Yeah, the big thing is just to get that access marked so people know it's there and that they know there is public parking.
Yeah.
There are
is
very
it marked right now?
No, make sure that it is marked.
No, there's not.
We have to make sure it is marked. And talking about that, Jump Off Joe, is if you're there where those new condos are where you park and you can whatever, is there actually any access to the beach there or is it just do it if you want?
Here's the path.
Do it if you want.
There's a fairly well-trapped. People are going up and down there a lot lately,
is
and
it?
The path is pretty.
Well, I'm just wondering
good.
if it's a good access, let people know, and if it isn't, put a sign there to say, public beach access is blank.
I don't know if the public right of way continues to the ocean from coast west. That I'd have to check out
that
on
parking lot there.
Because I go there all the time. And I see
people that parking lot there is private.
I mean, whether 11th Street goes, continues on the web.
Yes.
And I will if I see the license plate is out of state. Mm-hmm. I make sure I let them know where they can get at the beach easily. It is marked, and it might be that we need to have some kind of signage there to say this is not a public beach access. So if you do it, it's at your own risk. The unsaid part. And if you would like public beach access, you can give a location. Because people try that all the time. I think, I wouldn't be walking down this thing.
So if there is a decent route, maybe it should be signed. Just beach trail, at least to get them pointed the right way. Because
so
there's a lot of points where you can just...
I would suggest...
It's safe or legal or...
That we internally, through Public Works Director and Street Department, work on putting up individual signs for ADA access and develop ADA parking, and then within a few years, once that's been established, update the maps accordingly.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's kind of what I was getting at, is we can just kind of keep it as a goal as we move along.
Mm-hmm. It has to be pretty thoughtful, strategic, and you can't just start doing it.
The thing that got me to start thinking about this is this whole thing with starting to develop, you know, Forest Park. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there thinking, imagine if someday there were a little section of ADA compliant where somebody could literally wheel their wheelchair down and just be sitting in the middle of that forest. You know, you're obviously not going to be able to accomplish it on the
much steeper, more difficult trail that goes all the way around. But that doesn't mean there couldn't be an effort made someday. And I mean, I think
about there's a really cool place up in Rhododendron.
Yeah,
where they've worked really hard.
If I was handicap bound, that would be
so
cool.
Go right up over the river.
There's one very specific spot in South Beach that's ADA compliant. The state park went to great effort to put an ADA compliant boardwalk that leaves their trail between the state park day use area and the jetty.
Right.
And it goes out to the beach with the overlooks, decks, phenomenal.
And that's other actually, thing for us to document for
and that's
visitors.
Actually one you could, since it's they designated as such, you could, you know, more safely designate that one because it's already been vetted through their
process,
ADA compliance process.
And are we thinking maybe we want to make this map go a little further because this doesn't go to the state park, does it?
Yep.
Well,
it does.
Let's get there when we get there.
Okay.
Well, like
but it does
do
go
stuff
does go to the state
north.
Park.
Okay, start in the north, Greg said, and he's going to crack the whip.
This is all based upon the meeting Robin, Chuck, and I had on November 1st. Again, this is still open for any additions, corrections, or whatever committee has in mind.
Greg, where's the dog park in Agate Beach?
It's right there.
Yeah.
Agate
Beach.
Right
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's up where that
is. Is that an official park or
yes.
What?
Yeah, it is.
It's a beautiful park.
Does the city own that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's restrooms, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. At the Agate Beach Dog Park, discussion was adding a restroom icon. And then at Neuquina Head Interpretive Center, adding a hiking trail that we would have to do through an IGA with those folks. We've already got
an IGA?
Intergovernmental agency agreement. We already have one that allows this sign to be placed there, which is present. Working your way south, the Reservoir Road, add two signs, number one, a fish icon sign, and number carry-in boat launch icon sign. Obviously, we don't go far enough east that shows reservoirs, but adding it next to the arrow showing that there's a reservoir would indicate to folks that we have those abilities. The only concern I have with this carry-in boat is gas-powered motors are not allowed in the reservoir. Electric or paddle power is the only thing.
I know. That's our drinking water. I thought there'd been talk about banning boats out there. But
no. I mean, there's some people have talked about banning fishing and boats, et cetera, but
yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. But you can just sign it as non-motorized carry-in.
What's the sign for that?
I'm not sure. There may be a specific icon, or there could be just a little
I'm
bit of verbiage.
I'm sure there are, because
supported.
Many, many lakes.
It's an Indian in a red circle with a slash over it. No,
we prohibit any kind of motorized, or we just prohibit
gas powered.
So can
so electric
are fine.
Okay.
Can you just put electric only next to the icon or something?
Yes.
This is something I'm going to have to talk to Tim about because with the discussions that's been going on, the city would annex part of that area, and
right.
I think Tim would want. Don't quote me on this because I'm could be so far off. Restrict that area even further than what it is now.
Yeah, he's talked about that.
Yeah, and there might. I mean, I would be almost reluctant to. I guess that's going to take a while, but I would be almost reluctant to put the boating sign on there. Because that may be changed at some point.
That's what
yeah.
I'm thinking.
And even fishing, because it may be restricted access since it's the city water supply.
Correct. That's why I'm going to have to talk to Tim regarding that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some security issues with city water supplies.
Yeah, they stock that. They just had a big
kid fishing
the other day.
The park department.
I think we don't want to invent or highlight restrictions. I think we should clarify, of course, with Tim, but I think the public at large is going to say we like the fact that we can throw a boat in there and go fishing.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I know Tim is concerned about it, but I could easily imagine that this would be one of those issues that would take some time before anything would actually happen, because I don't think people are just going to say, great, you know, let's block it off.
Look what happened in Portland. They didn't exactly go easily in covering those reservoirs.
Yeah.
No.
The related aspect is a signage on 101 that gets people that way. Mm-hmm. And I think in our signage tour, we talked a little bit about that, but that we need to have something on 101 that says either Big Creek Park, something that gives a reference.
Big Creek Road here, I think.
Yeah.
So if your locals know about it, but nobody would find that.
Only one in there.
Well, that's for another discussion.
Right, because that would need to say something like, you know, have the park icon, the fish icon, whatever.
Okay, moving on. In our discussion, the committee felt there was a need for distinguishing the colors differently. They wanted this brown darker and this brown lighter.
What do the browns designate right now?
Well, right now it's the districts.
Oh, I see.
So we brand each district. Here we have the Agate Beach, okay. Deco, et cetera. So it was to make that clarification of the districts.
They are very subtle. The differences are extremely subtle.
Yeah, it just looks like shading versus really distinct districts that we're trying to highlight.
Exactly, and I looked at that and I thought, why is there color fluctuation?
Okay, continuing.
Can I ask one question before we continue, Dan? We also talked about shrinking the scale up there in Agate Beach so that this wasn't
I'll come to that once we get to South Beach.
Okay.
Have you left Nye Beach yet?
No, I'm not there. We're working our way there right now.
I'm trying to work our way here.
You don't like the constant interruptions?
That's work.
Sorry, Greg.
Did you talk about this?
I'm guilty. What is that? That's Agate Beach State Park?
Yeah. Well, no, this is where that very nice Big Creek Trail is.
Trail, yeah.
That was for discussion for these hiking
icon on this area was talked about.
Okay,
because that's one of our most beautiful trails.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, it is.
It's really easy. It's a simple trail.
Now that is something that I thought needs to be worked with state parks, because that trail sign is right at the trailhead, not out on the highway. I'm sorry, on Ocean View.
Well, relative to the map, it needs to be there to show that there's a hiking trail there. As you said, for another discussion, there's...
whether we sign it?
There's supportive signage that needs to take place with these key features on the map so that they work together.
Okay.
But the hiking icon there is really important.
Mm-hmm. That would... they do show the trail here, so you could have that hiking icon close to there.
And then at the other end also. There's a one there.
Those are restrooms.
I know, but if somebody comes up here and parks and plays in the park a little bit, and we have a thing here for hiking, because that's not a real obvious trail.
Mm-mm. No, you have to walk across.
Isn't that true?
They can go back the other way.
I guess I'm going to have to go walk it.
It's a really nice trail.
I've heard a couple people
It really about is. I mean, but you just don't even know you're in the city.
If you're in Big Creek Park and you want to take that trail that ends up at the Agate Beach wayside, essentially, there is probably no indication in Big Creek that that's the way to the beach, is there?
There is absolutely none. We talked about that ever since the trail was produced.
Like
hammered that thing.
A hiking and a beach sign, because people might want to you know, they might be at Big Creek Park and think, oh, yeah, the beach is this way.
Yeah, it's only 3/4 of a mile, too. A lot of people like that kind of, you know,
and it's
be a nice walk. Let's go to the beach.
Well, it's either way. You start at the beach, you go to Big Creek, you start at Big Creek and go to the beach.
If it's a mile and a half out of the wind and it's nice and warm, you go to the beach, you have that nice little mixed experience within
the
very short period.
A hiking sign at the other end by the pool, too. That's not marked.
Is there a trail, or you just mean the road? Is there actually a trail?
Yeah, a trail goes from the pool, goes all the way up to the water tanks, then drops back down into Big Creek Park, and then you can take the trail on over.
That's private.
Yeah,
that's private.
That's fine.
The trail through Forest Park.
Are you talking about the gravel road that goes down to?
No, the trail.
That's right by the pool.
Where we have the gate.
Where the transients live.
I guess I've never known about that one.
Yeah, it's the main trail through Forest Park.
Yeah, and it's basically a road, a lot of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
from the pool up to the tank.
It's a gravel road.
Yeah, that's a road.
So Forest Park is not even on that map.
Yeah, I mean, there are bazillions of people who walk.
I think they're talking about the access road to the tanks.
It is the road.
That comes down into Big Creek Park.
My understanding, that's private.
The city has made it a big old park just recently.
It's all on city property, isn't it?
It's on city property, but isn't there that gate still there?
Yeah, the gate's there.
That's their vehicular control.
Just vehicles out of there.
But people can access it.
Yeah, everyone knows that's the Big Creek Trail or the Forest Park Trail. Yeah,
I don't know that it's ever been designated as closed to public access.
Well, now it's going the other way. Where it's actually open, so it creates this nice connectivity and furthers this whole experience. So yeah, it'd be great to put that there.
Yeah, and which of these are also bike trails?
That one you wouldn't want to turn into a bike trail.
This one is bike?
I wouldn't have bikes on it.
Yeah, you go across that little bridge thing, and it's pretty tight.
People ride bikes on there all the time.
Yeah, they do.
And they crash on there, too, because it's wet or it's damp and there's moss.
So you don't want to mark it then?
But no, I mean, if somebody has a bike and they ride on it, it would be a really cool experience, but I don't think you want to advertise it as such.
Okay. I want to digress a little bit. We talked about updating these narratives for the Bayfront and South Beach icons. Basically saying, adding additions, that there's retail shops, restaurants, and lodging in both of those areas.
Because it says that about the other areas, except, does it say that about the other areas, Greg?
Yes.
Well, some of them, yes.
We basically were looking at Night Beach, and we thought, well, Night Beach looks like a well-rounded experience, and both South Beach and Bayfront looked a little bit narrow based on the wordage, so we said, well, let's round out the experience to represent what amenities are there.
Yeah, I would look at all of them. And
Night Beach says...
Yeah, exactly.
Eclectic shops, lodging, and restaurants.
It would be really good to post it someplace where people could come back another day and just look at it.
Yeah.
Because you have to... Stuff like this is really hard. You have to absorb it over time. So if there's a place within City Hall that it could go where people can generally get access to it.
That is a really good idea.
Put it right down on the big wall behind Chuck.
Well, I mean, we need it out in the publicly accessed areas. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, out in some place where anytime you come here that you're open.
I know, just the spot.
I was going to say, you can be in charge of that.
Another job for Peggy.
Okay, continuing on this way, we have a new park, Coast Park, and because it is new, we thought we'd put the teeter-totter icon there, indicating a park. Then at the Vietnam Memorial Walkway, we have the beach access icon, and we had talked about that. Tim had come in, talked about what sign he would like to use, something that's MUTCD compatible.
For
you already have a beach access, or you have a beach icon there.
Is that what this is?
Yeah, it says beach access is the bucket.
Is there a way to make that be whatever our signs are going to have for beach access, or are we just using the words beach access on our signage?
That we were using beach.
We were definitely going towards the words beach access because there isn't.
There's not a.
There, a sandbucket's not a real confusing to me. It looks for that.
The standardized beach access
here you can use whatever you want.
The state uses that all the brown sign uses the ripply water with a large figure and a small figure walking. I mean, if you look at the
I thought we beach access is not exactly what that's actually indicating.
What is it indicating?
It's indicating the activity that you can have down there, which is
walking on
the beach. But it's not beach access per se.
I see.
A way to get to the beach.
Okay.
I thought we decided on beach access.
I thought we did too. I thought we did too. In terms of how we would sign
beach
to tell
access.
People that this is a
right.
place where
yeah.
you can get to the beach.
That's pretty clear.
At Don Davis Park.
Huh?
At Don Davis Park. Oh, you mean the sign
mistake.
That says beach access?
Yeah.
As opposed to some icon that might be confusing.
So then we
like
do that with all of these?
We would
and we had the umbrella before, which is...
That's confusing too, because what do you use that umbrella for?
It's a rainy place.
Especially in Oregon.
Part of our issue was the actual physical signage was the beach access discussion.
I can use the stand. Mm-hmm.
This is the map.
The map.
We didn't actually, on the map, want to verbal or write out
beach.
No. I mean, I don't see any reason why you make a key down there that for the purpose of the map.
Yeah.
White.
And
white
it may
can't
be that we don't want the bucket
that.
And the.
Well, the main thing was to be consistent,
right.
because there was four. There was four different icons if you looked at various maps and various navigational tools. And so long as it's identifies as such there and it's clear here, then you keep it the same. But if somebody wants to change it to be more consistent with the other icons that are either in the signage on the roads or other maps or more universally understood, then that's the discussion, in my opinion.
I had a comment on something a little north of where we are now.
Okay.
There's a playground right by the skateboard park with picnic tables.
Teeter-totter picnic.
There's no teeter-totter because Lon and I helped design that park and we could not put in a teeter-totter. You can't even put in teeter-totters. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
We wanted a teeter-totter and a basketball goal and we didn't get it.
But
anyway, it's a nice
icon.
Little...
The playground icon is a teeter-totter.
I know. Yes.
So that's the ironic twist.
I know.
There.
That's why I didn't... Anyway, it is... you know Greg, don't you? It's a nice little...
The icon's there. It's just what she's saying is... You kind of, if you see a symbol of a teeter totter, you expect a teeter totter to be there.
But that's what we decided at one discussion. I thought is the playground symbol, or, but if I, yeah, I think it's.
Are there restrooms there too?
Yes.
It's a porta potty.
Porta potty.
Yeah, I think so.
And that's what we have out here. And we've marked it.
Restroom's
so.
Good.
There's a whole, it's all, the infrastructure's there for an actual restroom, Mike. You probably remember that. There was going to be real restrooms. It's all plumbed and everything. But they never got put in.
Okay, moving south. Here at 9th and Herbert Street, we now have an electric charging station. I'm sorry?
I was just looking to see what there were for beach access sign ideas. Oh. There was one that said surfaced and showed a wheelchair and a lady pushing a baby cart.
Oh, I've seen that one, yeah.
It was busy.
It was busy.
But we do need to note that electric car charging station, as far as I know, that's our only one, isn't it?
Correct.
Yes, and everybody knows where it is, and so as a result, it gets used very well.
I saw a car charging.
Yeah.
Does ODOT do signage from 101?
They were supposed to handle the signage. Now, that's
Lincoln
a Derek
City,
thing.
They have signs that point to the charging station.
What did you say, Mike?
That ODOT was supposed to do that, from my understanding. That was a Derek Tokos thing, so you know, talk to him about that.
And if they don't, I don't know how they did that in Lincoln City, but they're on 101 all over town.
Yeah,
charging station sign, and we could probably just put it up and say we don't know how it.
I can so handle that if ODOT can't.
Right. Right.
You know.
I guess that's.
And frankly, once you get them off the highway, you still have to tell them to make the turn in the parking lot because it's not that obvious.
Mm-mm.
You know.
No, it's just enough.
They'll go clear down
there.
To the bayfront looking
they
for
will.
It.
Yeah.
You'd have to have something down there by the eye doctor.
Is there one that's been designated for that?
There is a standard sign for that, yeah.
One of the things on this map that would be good to note as a sidebar is if there's any feature on the map that requires or may require a physical sign to bolster it, all the way through the map, one can make that. You could just highlight anything on here that was of significant interest or relevance to have a physical sign on the road. So you would have
I
that.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
So
yeah.
There are, you know, some of them don't, some of them do. If there are some that do, then just put some sort of notation on them so that you have that laced into your program.
Right, Greg, do you agree?
I'm not following.
Okay, I
agree. No. Yeah, I'm not sure you'd want to clutter up We're going back to what, you know,
you have to think.
Tim was talking about last time about we need, before we start messing with those, we need what to create a plan.
Well, you have to be able to, you have to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Chuck was saying is that just use this as a guide am I missing that?
No, it's
for future action. So if we used a highlighter or something, we say this is a future, we're going to have a sign.
It's the planning.
Talking about
this as a planning tool, there is street signage that's really important. Anytime that there's a street signage piece that's missing as it relates to the map, we should know about it. So as we think through this thing, a person like could come back tomorrow and just put a little check mark or a little whatever on anything on here that needs a physical sign that help bolster it.
Then like a sign on 101 that says electric car charging station and one in front of the eye doctor. I mean, isn't that an example of what you mean?
Yeah, and all it is a way to develop a list of important signs that need to be physically on the street so that they're in the right spot to do what they need to do, and they work in concert with the physical map.
And that's what Tim asked this group to do. He said he needed a list of potential signs, and what Chuck is saying is use this sign as a planning tool to develop that list.
Yeah, and that could tie back into this, our road trip that we did.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. But we're missing, if you think about it holistically as you do this, you will pick off some signs that are important and you prioritize them.
And even signs that were missed in the road trip, or even potential signs that were missed in the road trip.
Well, I see that you've put red on here. Is there just a way to get different Sharpie colors and designate what the color means to add it? To
or just a highlighter with a little...
Or highlighter,
Anyway, moving on. This parking lot area is already busy. It's going to be hard to try to have an electric car charging station sign here anyway. We'll have to rely on Ken on how to do that. Another item was brought up is to have RV parking sign icon there. But I thought, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought in the discussion with Tim wanted to do away with all RV parking signs. Am I wrong?
I don't remember that.
I think his objection was to those round signs. Well, basically all those round signs, including the RV.
Was it more trying to get into uniformity?
We noted that there was physically RV parking already on this map.
At the Performing Arts Center,
this
we
is
have
like deja vu
RV parking.
2 months
and
ago.
There are two places. There's the one at 9th and Herbert, and then as you go down Canyon Way, you can park in that lot.
See, there's
also
another one on
that's the one right there.
And so then on the bayfront.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some other there's some on the bayfront. There's some RV parking issues where we've got signs that point people to RV parking that really doesn't exist.
Correct.
And I recommend that we take the one down at the bottom of Bay Street. And Tim said, well, you know, we're not going to just start taking stuff down. And my comment was, well,
which is
why
Bay
not?
Street?
Doesn't go anywhere.
Mike, are we going to all rectangular signs, right? Isn't that what we talked about? The
yeah, we're trying to be, I mean, we're
with
to be
your stuff that you can
MUTCD
produce.
MUTCD standard.
So on this map, I think this should be rectangular too. I don't know why that's a circle and those are rectangular.
Supposed to be big enough for RV parking.
It'd be good to have it just consistency all as much as possible.
Oh, the map icon should match the physical.
Yeah, as much as possible.
Because in the places where, like at Coast and Beach Drive, where we wanted to have some signs that indicated that parking was down there. You know, it's the square, it's another square icon with a big P on it.
That's the P-arcing sign, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, right now we have the standard parking sign, but I think we were trying to combine that into...
Yeah, you did.
Into a sign with beach access and then the icons for parking.
Yeah, one big sign with that stuff on it.
But it was all, it was like in 12-inch divisions, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You had 12 and 12, and then beach was 24 sometimes.
The discussion was street department could make a program of slowly replacing all those RV signs with a standard. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of changing the icons on this map from the round to the square.
Yeah.
But anyway, on the map, I'll mention it to Ken, but it's just part of...
Okay, moving down. The discussion about adding on here the various locations of the port docks.
Mm-hmm. I think that's
a good idea.
I like it too, but is that something the city should be doing or the port?
We're talking about on the map.
Just on
on the map.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an email that went out to see from Tim to see whether the port docks
about
were
signing
marked?
Signing port docks. Yeah, and I responded to that. Most of them are marked with signs that were put up by the port.
Yes,
and they're nice signs.
And, you know, unless we.
Yeah,
you know,
port dock so and so.
Yeah, by your chin.
But I think that
kind of gets into an issue if you try to, you know, put a bunch of signs out on the, you know, out at the street, pointing to the port docks.
Well, I think the issue would be to go down there and see if the signage for each one of the port docks is clear, and if it is, then you're done. If it's not, then talk about it.
That we send people to are marked.
Is port dock one marked?
That's a Sea Lion dock, of course.
It's marked. I just looked the other day.
It says port dock one on it. I've not seen that ever.
Yeah. I always think of the restaurant as Port Dock 1.
That's how I identify where they start.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I never put that together.
I mean,
okay.
Salmon?
Moving on. So before you leave that, there was a reconstruction of how the piers are so that they actually match up with what reality is.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Gotcha, okay.
If you look at the bottom of Hatfield Drive, the way the piers are shown on your graphic are incorrect relative to reality. It would be very easy to make what's on the map correspond with reality. When somebody comes down Hatfield Drive, they are literally looking right at Port Dock 3 ramp.
Mm-hmm.
So... in our discussions that we had during the meeting. So it's like you get to in Hatfield Drive, there it is. And so you and I talked about this, Greg, about reconstructing that, and we made up a little...
That's an obvious
visual. We drew a little handwritten graphic at our meeting. So
I remember that very well.
I don't remember that, but...
Well, some of the others, it doesn't...
The Maritime Museum that's there now is the... trailhead, or this port, sorry, port dock 5 as an example.
Right.
So if you have Maritime Museum, you have to have port dock 5 physically coming down directly below that so that people have matched reality.
Yeah. Port dock 3 is not marked either, is it?
We'll just have to drive it when we figure it out.
I don't think it is. I mean, I walk down there pretty often and I've not noticed 1 or 3.
I'm pretty sure they are marked.
Well,
committee members drive down there, look at it. If it's there, talk about how it looks, and if it's not good enough, then we talk about it.
And they belong. I mean, the signs are the ports, so it's.
Well, you just called Don Mann up, and at our Bayfront neighborhood meeting, Greg was there. Well, maybe not, but it was brought up at the Bayfront meeting about the signage, physical signage, at. On the ground to the port folks.
Because the fishermen, when they're selling tuna in the fall and all those signs come out, they always say this boat at port dock 4, port dock 5 or port dock 3.
Yeah.
So.
All right, continuing south, wanted additional language in this area saying that there is a fisherman's memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the new trail... With the agreement between the Coast Guard and the city, we've opened up the trail to the beach here underneath the bridge. Wanted to add a surfing icon at the end of this trail.
Yeah.
and then diverting again on under the key. There isn't an icon for park, so for parks, so we decided to add the teeter-totter icon to the key. In order to do this, these icons would have to be a little smaller. There isn't an icon for hiking. That's the MUTCD symbol for it. Now we get into what I call the busy area.
Can you hold on?
Sure.
Back to the surfing. Do we have surfing signs?
There's one up here.
There's one there, and do we have one at South Beach?
We should. State Park.
Surfing,
surfing
icon right
here.
There.
He's
yeah.
got
yeah,
it.
He's
got
it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the port property, we now have the NOAA Research Facilities. It isn't a tourist destination, but we thought that it would be nice to add just as information for the folks.
Yeah, so people know where it is.
Right. Well, not only that, people will see those boats parked out there and want to know what that is.
And how'd you handle that? What? How'd you handle the NOAA?
I just broke.
I see. Okay.
And then will you extend the docks to show where they actually are?
Oh, yeah. We should have the
physicality, yeah.
Just like you're going to do over here.
There's only two docks, though, right?
Yeah, but that one was really wrong.
It
wraps around.
Yeah.
It wraps
around.
Okay.
They get a dock on both sides.
And then this one, I'm hesitant on, but the committee said with this trail that starts at the Hatfield Marine, east end of that Hatfield parking lot, the trail's closed, it's been closed for a number of years.
The loop, the contiguous part of the trail is there's two trail heads that start at either end, and they both stop in the middle. It's not they're still there, but it just doesn't go through. You walk in and you walk out, same way you came.
It's a dead end trail.
There's been some discussion of closing that trail too.
And as I ride my bike over there now, it looks like they're mowing a very obvious and a thoughtful reconnection of the trail. That our bike ped meeting this Tuesday, hopefully we'll get some insight on that because it looks like.
Is it just?
There's a erosion that took out the paved portion, and if they just put the trail inland a little bit and gravel it,
officially hook it back up.
Well, maybe unofficially, or maybe not permanently, just as a quick fix.
Temporarily.
Right now,
a long-term temporary.
It looks more like a Cadillac view of an animal trail, and so. I wrote no with a question mark until we know more from what those folks, it's a question mark.
Yeah, I think you could stop, if you were concerned, you could stop the trail where it stops. Because there's a beautiful shelter at the end of the trail as
and
you approach from the aquarium.
End,
if you start at the aquarium and you walk towards Marine Science Center, at where the trail actually stops is a really nice shelter there.
Okay.
So regardless, all you have to do if you're concerned is just show the trail disconnect.
Okay.
Keep it all there. But
when this is posted, we'll give a little bit of time for folks to look at it and review it, and then we'll come back and maybe we'll have more information. We can address that later.
Is there a target date to have this done?
It's up to you folks.
Greg, my question is, if you had Ken Spencer make these changes, would we then get a proof that we could look at our next meeting before it got printed?
Yes.
And do you think that's something that he could do before July, the first meeting in July, which would be the first Friday in July?
Tim's view is he doesn't want that done. Tim's view is we put everything on this first.
Cindy,
because
you
only.
Question. What is it?
Urban Renewal President, is that the mayor or is that?
No, there is a chair of the Urban Renewal Agency and that's Richard Beamer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I addressed with Tim, and that's why don't we make the changes now and then come back and review it? And Tim's comment was, no, we do it only once.
The graphic made the map once?
Yes.
The graphic designer, in my opinion, if I were city manager for a day or a couple months, I'd say let's get this to Ken, get him to bang out the changes that we have now, and have a work session to evaluate those changes in a week or in 2 weeks.
We're looking at $600, though.
No, but he has to. But
he's not gonna.
But he doesn't close it. He's going to cost you $600 whether you spend it in 2 weeks.
So he's,
and then he's going to make all these substantive changes. So there's going to be some of them that are just perfect. There's going to be some of them that need some modification. So you get that animal advanced further if you just turn him loose on this. And the way that it works when you go out, do the stuff on the computer. Okay, so he spends 4 hours doing this, and he expenses $400 of his $600.
Okay.
There's going to be revisions. His interpretation of all this needs to be evaluated ASAP. We need to get it in his hands and say, do this, and spit us out a proof for our subcommittee review.
Beyond that, he is not going to go ahead and print this in final form until it has been reviewed.
There would just be one copy with the changes.
I understand what you're saying. And when I went and talked to Public Works Director, what you're saying was my mindset.
Well, Tim just doesn't understand.
And his view is no.
Well,
number one, I do not know if we have money in this year's budget to even afford to do that.
We don't have time in this year's budget.
$400?
Well, the comment at the beginning.
This comes
was
out
that
of the room tax. Room tax is a very controversial.
It doesn't matter. You can find $400 to go down and put on your city credit card.
Unless you get authority for Tim, I'm not doing anything.
Right, I get what Greg is saying. Okay. Perhaps Ted
we'll
can talk
about
with.
It. Yeah. All we want to do is just take this down, get all this stuff off of here so it's cleaned up. Mm-hmm. We can look at it again. And then say, this is what we like. This didn't turn out the way quite we thought.
That's
and
what I think this
revise
is
it again.
Asking.
Yeah,
and
that's
Ted, what you're Ted has some background. Last summer, I talked to the city manager and said, hey, can we reprint some of these maps and get them down to the South Beach areas, the aquarium, and the port areas? Because it's really important to have these for the visitor. And that was last summer. It wasn't quite time to do it. Well, now it's this summer.
And we still haven't got it done.
Hmm? Well, the city of Newport spent $250,000 to help the aquarium do
their build up their thing. Yeah, I don't see that.
The sooner you put this map in front of the 250,000 people that are going to come see that thing this summer, and they walk out of there and they see the one thing that they didn't know about and go do, you've paid for it.
My biggest question is, this doesn't really involve, except for the printing. And if we're going to say it's $600, he's going to charge us $600, not just for one proof. I mean, you get a proof and you don't like it, you get a second proof you don't like it, then you say this is what we want. That's when the $600 kicks in.
Yeah.
Because it's not $600 per proof.
No,
I wouldn't think.
Ted is right.
But I don't. You know, I'll talk to Tim.
Okay.
And I mean, you don't know. I had a graphic art studio. I know that sometimes when you produce things, you've made a mistake. I mean, even a typo or something. And you don't want your client to be unhappy. You want
them.
Let's
check in the typos down here, see if they've been corrected already.
So would that be something that we could put on our next agenda, Greg? A review of the proof? Of the new...
Well, that all depends on what Ted and Tim come up with.
But we could do emails following up if we get the go-ahead with that.
We can't...
Motion for that?
We can't do this on the email.
No.
That would create an illegal meeting.
Well, can't you have subcommittee meetings, work
meetings? You can have subcommittee meetings. That's not
but
an
we're,
issue.
We're not a...
But there can't be a quorum.
We're not a committee yet.
Well, let's look at it this
way.
We're a committee. We just don't have a quorum today, so we're meeting as our ad hoc committee.
Even if we don't
we need
okay
to be the subcommittee.
To have the next version of this printed, we're still way ahead of where we would have been because technically we wouldn't have been meeting today.
We can be the subcommittee.
So think of it in terms of all this work we're accomplishing today.
Yeah, right.
Conceivably, could have not even happened.
Correct.
Until
right
July. So
yeah.
As much consolation. Tell you.
I know.
I definitely agree with you. It's summer. I mean, we can't wait till August or September to get this. Where our people are here now.
Our summer season goes through September into October. So even if we were able to get this out on the street at the
in
end of
July,
end of July, we'd have August, September, October, which are the strongest visitor months
And it's already starting, and it just seems like it's going to be a very solid summer.
Yeah, I'll talk to Tim. And I don't want to override you, Greg. I'm just thinking, I see all this, all the markings we have on here, and what I'd like to do is say, okay, let's take what we got and get that incorporated and look at it one more time and see if there's anything else we left out or something that, that we put in that just doesn't look right. One of the things that you said that, that I'm curious about is that these would get smaller.
Mm-hmm. I think impressed.
And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's scary.
If those get smaller because, you know, because this map is going to be, when it's all said and done, it's going to be on a, you know, brochure type thing,
and it's
right?
On the big.
Well, this is a 5-footer. This is what you see is what you get.
This is the actual size.
This is going to be, okay, gotcha. I mean, we're not going to produce smaller versions of this for people to.
We'd have to be regraphiced because of the viewing distance.
Helping Tim decide that we should go ahead and print this one time. He wanted to be here today. He couldn't. And I think you were with me when we were talking about this. What he'd like to see us do at some point, and if you consider reprinting this with the changes that are currently there, is to then kind of district by district really focus on making sure that every aspect. So maybe as sort of an offering of why we'd like to print this is we want to get all this out, and then we're going to come back at our first official meeting and move through district by district looking to see if we've missed anything.
In terms of actual on-the-ground signage.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's the way he's thinking.
Yeah, he wants to do it district by district.
It's hard to do that when we have such a mess on there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But if we had a clean piece with all these changes to start with.
I don't know whether that's a compliment or an insult.
The compliment of all the work that's gone on. Yeah.
You look at stuff written all over the place. Yeah. You have a hard time making your mind say, oh, okay, so now I'm just going to focus on this one block.
Well,
you come
I understand
back
with
what a clean version of this, now it becomes much more. It's much more sense. So you got to move.
Yeah, and then that would make it easier for this committee to identify needed signage in the different areas.
Right.
And Tim's approach when he talked with Mark and I the other day.
And I support that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Was
that's
the
a smart
signage
approach.
Be installed district by district? Although I think South Beach is next, and then it would be district
right.
by district.
There is no money in the budget to do anything other than South Beach this year. Is that correct?
This coming year,
starting July.
Year, yeah.
Well, you know, another thing we need to figure out is whether there is actually any money left this year, and if there is.
Well, see, what's not spent carries over
right.
into the next year.
So it's already been budgeted?
We're not going to get a bill
for
next year.
That's my assumption.
We won't get a bill for these changes from Ken till next year.
But
so
you cannot do that. That's totally illegal.
It'll be a cutoff because Ken will say that it was here.
Yeah. And what Greg...
You're crossing fiscal year.
Okay.
Greg, what you just said is that if there was $12,000 budgeted for this year and not a dime was spent, and there's $10,000 for next year, and the $12,000 carries over, we would have $22,000.
No, that $12,000 carries. If it does carry over, it just goes back. Is this the?
That's what I thought.
This is the
general fund.
But
well, I don't know if it goes general fund, but generally those monies don't stay.
If we only have $10,000, it sounds like $2,000 got moved someplace else.
This is such a minor expense that you can take it out of anything you want and just
well,
do it.
Well, that's
more
it.
Or less.
It's just higher ups than me that make that decision.
Right.
Well, that's here. You can do it.
It'd be good to have a budget
we all
next
like to work
time
together.
Or to know what our budget
we know,
is
so here's a thought,
next
not
time.
Putting a damper on our plan, but if we actually ask Ken to do some work now, but it's illegal for him to wait to bill us until next fiscal year, then he's going to have to bill us for whatever we have to do before.
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Greg
so,
is right.
You know,
we,
so
but we need
so
to
are you
going to
say, okay, you know, bill us 200 of the total 600 or...
Bill us for the actual work that you do, and then I assume Tim, David Marshall, and Ted get together and figure out where the monies are going to come from.
It's such a small amount.
Are we talking about
money?
Only $600?
That's a maximum amount.
Ted, huh? I'm wondering if you could
so
like,
some work
ask
here,
David
so.
Marshall if there is any money left
well,
in
no,
the wayfinding budget.
Here's the thing, and I don't want you guys to sit here. Here's the thing. I don't want to contradict him, but
no.
The thing is, the city does business right up until June 30th.
Yes.
Right.
That we don't quit spending money,
right.
Because you know, and when we have carryover funds, you know, I have to estimate my carryover funds for the library,
right.
That doesn't mean that, that's an estimate.
Right.
You know, and it, that doesn't mean you committed to putting this much money in the carryover fund.
That's a good point.
It's an estimate as the carryover funds. And if we're talking, I, Tim's not in the room, but if we're talking $500 or $600, the thing is, do we have time to get it done between now and...
But see, the thing is, we're not even...
At this point, yes. A week or two from now, no.
Yeah. You know what,
if you spend the money this year, you're not going to spend it next year because you've done the work.
But see, that's my point. We would only be spending, out of that $600, the amount of actual work that he's going to do to update this for another proof, right?
Correct.
As you pointed out,
we can't. Don't spend it this year, you'll spend
the
next year.
Both of it will be...
Correct.
I'll ask David Marshall if we have any money left, or you can...
Well, like I said, we don't quit doing business until the 30th of June.
Right, exactly.
So this is part of doing business until the 30th of June.
I'm not worried about it at all. I don't know. I mean, I just think we, A, need to find out if there's money left.
See, I don't know about the tourism fund. This is coming out of that.
That's what we need to find out.
Dealt with that. I'm only talking about general fund, and I don't know where this falls.
I'll send him an email and ask him if you don't mind. Or do you want to do it?
Yeah, I'll ask him.
You ask him, because then that'll have clout.
Okay, continuing and getting on to a question that was asked early on. With all the red you see in the South Beach area, discussion ensued, how do we do that? Well, obviously, in order to show more of South Beach and spread this out, this area is going to have to be squeezed and everything else. With graphic arts and so forth, that's not a big deal. My concern is, as this gets squeezed, your lettering either ends up being the same size and going over, or your lettering has to be squeezed down the same
kidding.
Amount.
No kidding. Squeeze this.
That's the first thing I do is squeeze this and make this icon
way
a little
too
smaller.
Big. Yeah, that's huge.
I mean,
way
it's lovely,
big.
But...
And then what about just squeeze this section in here?
The whole neighborhood.
But when there isn't anything.
Well, yeah, that's fine. I thought we were just going to squeeze the...
And then
the blank part.
The grid a little
bit. I mean, we know it's Newport.
And we know it's not the scale.
Right, it's not the scale, so just squeeze that section.
Yeah, compress this part right here.
Agate Beach a little bit.
And these don't need to take up this much space. You've got all this white
easy.
Space.
That's probably...
Yeah, I would put Agate Beach out here and then start your narrative, and it could take this much space. And that gives you more room for your legend.
Okay. As we continue down... As Chuck said earlier, these bike lockers are no longer there, and so those get eliminated.
We could put bike parking, or if you'd have an, I think there's a really nice rack there, so I think we shouldn't throw it all the way out in terms of the bike feature. There's a beautiful rack, it's just not a secured rack, covered rack, it's not lockers anymore, but it is a designated strong bicycle parking area.
Which brings up the point, do we identify where our bike things are, like the one in front of City Hall and other locations?
I mean, you could, but I think they need to be prioritized based upon
where people might go.
I think that goes back to what Tim wanted with the parking districts and the signage and so forth.
Well, as far as eliminating the bike feature at the aquarium completely, I say no. I think you need to have some sort of bike reference there. Just put bike parking. So write it out. Just like you have bike lockers, just put bicycle parking.
Do you have a QR code that would link to the bike map, that people could just click on there and get? That would be really cool.
When you click on the destination or the chain or the that QR code that is on there, does it take you to a place where that map is already linked?
I don't know, but it seemed that would be good.
So I wonder if the Discover Newport has a link to the bike map. That would be a good thing to make happen.
Yeah, it would. That
would
be the easiest.
I'll find out.
The bike loops on. This doesn't have bike loops on it, does it?
No, there's just not enough detail.
And that's why
for detail.
Putting a sign where all those little bike hookup racks, I don't think you need that.
It's going to start getting pretty cluttered.
Leave the one that's there and forget about the rest.
No, but you could if you...
The one's already there.
The better thing to do would be to put it on the bike map itself.
Right, yeah, and then for bikers.
It is notable there is an icon down there for a bike route. It's the, what is it called, their scenic bikeway or whatever. The little dot, dot, dot trail sign?
Mixed use trail paved. Oregon Coast bike road.
Yeah, that's this indication right here.
Okay.
Shows all the way through town is this dot dot.
That would be a great place to put a QR code right there on that. Mm-hmm. Have it linked directly to the bike map.
Well, but you know, the secret is if that QR code goes to a specific like destination viewport, it's much easier to update a website with various other pieces of information that you want people to see than it is to add a code every time you want to go someplace.
I would ask the Chamber if they could put a link to our bike map on the Discover Newport website so that it's like one-stop shopping instead of having a bunch of QR codes on there.
Yeah, that would be really good.
I can't imagine why they wouldn't want it there.
Well, they may already. I don't
know. Yeah.
Okay, we need to move on. As we continue south, what?
Let's get somebody taken.
Yes.
In the Aquarium Village, the committee talked about adding a restroom icon and bike lockers. And discussion I had was, this is private property. Mm. Do we really want to let the public know about those things of property?
There's a new issue with the whole public restrooms out there. They get locked at all kinds of strange hours. There's no standard time these days.
So they're not a public restroom.
So we take them out at one
they're
time?
They're used as a public restroom during the day, but there might be times when they're locked with a padlock. So it's not like a regular public restroom that you just walk into.
It's a private public restroom? I mean, is it on private property?
Yeah, it's in the little, you know, the village area, and it's in those buildings, and they continually change who's in charge of it. So you never, I mean, I'm a business owner out there, and yesterday I couldn't use the bathroom.
So we get rid of it.
Well, I don't think we should have it if it's not a city thing.
It used to be that way, and with so much up in the air out there, I think that we'd really could very well frustrate some folks, especially parents with little children. That would be bad.
Greg is right. We have to move on because after Greg finishes the review of this, I'd like to work with you to establish the next agenda.
Okay, let me try to go over this pretty quickly. I'm not going to get to this area until last. I want to move over into this area. At the end of the South Jetty Trail, we wanted to add a surfing icon there. And then at the State Park area, the trail through State Park is 1 mile, so we added the distance. We also added another icon down here for hiking. And then at the end of the day use trail, you got the existing beach access sign. We wanted to add an restroom icon sign. And with that, let's move over to the complicated area. There is so much happening in this area that essentially created the discussion of shrinking things so we can get everything in. On Southeast 40th Street, on your way to the Oregon Coast Community College, we wanted to add the word disc golf, and we show the road continuing on where it's at, label it its appropriate word, Southeast Harbor Drive. Put a teeter-totter icon for the park that's out there.
What's that? Harberton.
Harberton?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Harberton Street, I think, actually.
What did I say?
Harbor Drive.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm back in town. At Mike Biller Park, it needs to be located properly. And there's a trail around it. We wanted to add a hiking icon and a star for point of interest.
What's the point of interest?
See, it links throughout the map at different kind of critical areas. Here. Skate park. So it just is an extra exclamation mark.
The starfish?
Yeah.
Point of interest.
And then the trail that starts at Mike Miller Park, it continues on. We wanted a continuation of the dots.
Did we put up there that there's the dog park as well?
Yes,
it's right there.
Okay, I could see.
And the other real critical thing is from Wilder Park, there is a trail connection to Mike Miller Park.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, that was one of the real critical things.
Is that considered a public dog park, or is it just part
it's
of
a public.
It's public. It's dedicated.
It's a real dog park.
It's a real dog park. I think somebody needs to make a drawing of this that shows the spatial representation, so the graphic artist has a better
something to go by, yeah.
Because it's really difficult to interpret that.
And that's where he would be able to get spatially how much to shrink so everything else. Okay, that's before I end my part. I think it's a good idea that we post this and you folks have a chance to go by and review it every now and then. But in the interest of time, give ourselves a short time frame to do it so that Can Have Newport Signs be able to have a chance to do this. Give him plenty of time to do it. And then, secondly, with a different subject, with Chuck and my tour of the highway, I've got all these signs that we need to go through and review. Granted, this is a much higher priority, but this needs to be done too.
Can we do that at the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so the next meeting we're going to review.
Can we have a hospital icon here?
Oh, yeah.
Because there is not one.
Wow.
It says hospital, right?
Yeah, but there's no reason not to have that.
Right.
Yeah, the icon.
The blue H. Greg? Or the blue sign with the white H.
Mm-hmm. That to be the agenda item. So we're going to
review highway signage tour.
Okay, review highway signage tour. And then we'll also review the proof, right, of this tourist map?
Yes.
Okay, review proof.
So do we want to change these, zones or areas, colors? Because we had mentioned that they're pretty subtle.
Yes.
Changes.
Yeah, that would be
like bright color, bright color, bright color.
Ken and I've already discussed that.
Okay.
Okay, so the next, and this should be a pretty full agenda, the next meeting, which will be the first Friday in July, unless you think that we need a special meeting?
I'd almost meet the end of June, because that's going to be 4th of July week.
I'm going to the Antiques Roadshow. We can't have it. I'm kidding.
You thought this took time. Wait till we go through this.
Well, the only reason I'm saying should we have another meeting between now and the July meeting is to review this proof and hopefully get it out sooner rather than later. We could have a meeting in between. If
that's
you,
fine.
Greg, thought that Ken could get us a proof like in, what's today?
The 7th. So the soonest we'd probably want to do that would be the 28th. That's 3 weeks away.
I think Ken could do it. It's just a matter of what his schedule is. Yeah.
Well, try for 2 weeks.
2 weeks is going to be
ask for 2 weeks.
Well, if that's the case, then we should probably turn this into him right away.
I agree.
Well, I think that's right.
Well, see, the hanging, like Ted said, there's two or three proofs. So we want to get substantively on the right track. And then the additions or corrections that come after that are part of the second and third proofing process.
Here's my suggestion. I let Greg turn this into Ken and see when he can turn it around for a proof for this ad hoc committee to review. And as soon as we can figure out a meeting date, we'll meet.
Mm-hmm. I will do that as soon as I get the okay from Tim.
I would have to talk to Tim right now.
Okay. It's possible we will have a meeting between now and the 5th of July, or whatever day that is. But the 5th of July, we will review the highway signage, the Highway 101 signage, which is going to take much of an hour and a half, which is typically what we've kept these meetings at. Does that seem right, Greg?
Yes.
So, and in the meantime, we may have a meeting next week, week after, we don't know. So I will keep you posted. And it doesn't matter. You can meet when I'm at the Antiques Roadshow.
And Tim would have been here if he didn't have a conflict.
Right.
Yeah.
Today.
I don't know. I think so. He likes to come to these.
No, we talked to him in the hall. He said, "Hey, I got something going. And he'd like to be here."
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that discussion. Okay. So since we're not really having a meeting, just sort of an ad hoc meeting, and we have established our next agenda, I'd say we're finished. Anyone object to being adjourned? Okay, we're adjourned.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you everyone for coming in. I'm sorry.